time he was shikir. At the time he was shikir. So naturally that order is not valid. Just like when a person is not is in klaren verstand, is not clear.
How do we determine
the difference? Oh, shikrus shalot. Well, now if he talks, he still knows the distinction. I had once a guest that got a little at me. So I had a guest in my house. An elderly person asked shikir about a shikir. You know, he liked the schnapps.
Yeah.
So he already gave the order, the Sefer Torah, isn't the chasmi, and it already started, and he saw a bottle of schnapps there. What's the schnapps? So I said to him, do me a favor, I'll give you how many? One, two, three, I'll give you as much schnapps as you want. But not now. After you. No, he has to have it. It was so awful. But see, I saw he was, you know, she couldn't, they can take it. They drink and drink, but they're still saying, I couldn't help it, you know. I had to give him a schnapp. At the high gazette, but as long as he was clear. I want you to know, because of that, there is we will not drink, you know. I don't know, a lot of times I have a guest in the morning, and someone in the morning gets that in frequency, regular, so another simple in shul after davening. I won't touch it. That's the halach. The mesada again, the edim have to be clear minded, no drinkers. As a matter of fact,
even
some
not
secure
to shall life. There's
the dying with revere.
There it's worse.
With me it's worse because we are
dying
a little bit.
Revered.
A little bit and I'm affected. My mind doesn't feel right. I don't know if I slept or shall be. I send it down and it goes up. So anyway, the safe especially the Magadish. His dad, we need his dad.
Do you ask the Magadish if he had a scratch in the morning?
No, as long as he is staying, there was pushing. I saw, you know, he had the red eyes, but he talked to the Zah. But he insisted he wanted after now, when the Baldur Get was written. And I begged him, can't you wait a little more until after the Get will be completed? You'll give it to her. And then you'll celebrate.
You have people who are taking medications that are very strong. And
does it affect their mind?
I think so.
If it affects their mind.
It doesn't affect their mind.
But not.
We will have to ascertain.
Smoking has shoes for that.
There is a minute by very ultra. In Europe, for example, in a community, a small community, I remember where I come from, there's a get raised once in 2 years or something. Where I come from,
where I come from.
Where's that? That's in Europe now, from Bukhari. Whatever it is, so the book, the rabbi, I remember, and the safe, it took a whole day from early in the morning. It was a summer day. You make mistakes constantly. You see the difference between them. And after you finished it already, with one minute, there were so many shires, we couldn't help anymore. I couldn't help that opportunity to ask him to have to use the halakha ala kulit. No, I'm talking about a sefer. It was not adept at it. Today the sefer writes in 20 minutes and it's perfect. Such perfection, you know. Be sure it's in out every letter that's here. Of course, we don't have such stuff available like we do. Now, what I'm trying to say is that a rough like that in the small communities, when you get once in a long while, so it made a minute they shouldn't eat at all. The mamish fasted until after they get the finished. The chash was only, why, for example, Hussein Calvert. On the day of the wedding day, they don't eat. One of the reasons, there are two reasons, but one of the reasons, the main reason, is not to indulge in intoxicating beverages. No, only the Mitzvah. Every get was accompanied with tears and the fella, a tragedy, a shankamon. And today they associate, they talk to each other, friendly, it's altogether different, altogether. In all my experience, I had maybe twice where the woman actually shed tears. She felt so hurt. But the Darach Klal, they're glad to get rid of each other. All right. In other words, she was the one who pressed for the get.
What about epilepsy?
Epilepsy we'll discuss here. This in Kupa Palo. This is a place where we can discuss it. We learn the seed. The seed base is what I told you. Maybe we could go through the seed base, but I told you already.
Okay.
How your body be sure should see the culture. It was in fact full pain. Bahataha Jose Akhoyu. Is any Christian also buried in the Khoyu? While he is sick, they say they're not allowed to write. In Koshvu, the Noshnu, Kredim Shiyavri. Then the Allah is like this. Emu Khoyu, the Samye, the Yodon. The Gemara asks, what is the difference? Yachan, it's Rokisham Achlaiki. One compares it to sleeping, and one compares it to sickness, to mental sickness. But mental sickness, today I think, do you have a method how to calm a person when he goes off? Do you have a
sedative?
It goes off, you see. Yeah, but the shaila is if you could bring him back to a saint, to a moment of sanity. The Gemara claims it ain't some of the other. They don't know how to come control it. So therefore, that's what I told you before. I should have had more all the time. There's some testament there. The Gemara makes a distinction between Tam Yibiyodin and not Tam Yibiyodin. The Mishnah Agav is Tam of Zion and his base, Mishnah Chodesh Kodadaki. And then in Daf here, in Daf Tam of Tafayin and his base, so the Machlokes of Yechonin and Shlokes. Amad Kitsu Get Lishle Vachodesh Kodadaki, because of Amad Al Tichtavu in Bishas Yibiyodin. You don't have to wait until he gets back to his sanity. But Yochanan says, "Ein klum elal kishi yishtafu." When it becomes clear, his mind clear, then you can complete it. My time is shlokin. The son of the Rav Achrayim comes to be ignored. Yechanan Malach, Ein the Rav Achrayim comes to be ignored. When he gets back to sanity, like Tzodach and Meda in Luchabe, you don't have to ask again. You want to get to be ready. Ula'ayim, Ein Kaisa, Ela Kishi Shtaf. Why do they create it? The question is whether you compare it to Shina or not. Shina is Lenachusa Mainz, but I'm Lenachusa Mainz. In order to get him, the Gemara does have a refuah. Yeah, you're right. The Gemara has a refuah for broiling meat and bisque, shumka, gumre, mirka, ganza Mainz. Well, anyway, but you need something in order to bring him back to sanity, to bring him back. Since you need it, if you don't apply it, he's going to stay that way. You can't, the Sefer cannot trade a get on that basis. On that basis. What did Machaba say? What did Machaba say? Paschal, Allah will be with you. As long as he is insane, the Sefer is not allowed to continue writing. And if he did, they did. And they even gave the get. Now, in other words, he appointed as a shaliach. So that in who chayle this time you be your done like there, because that is a post. The get is post.
Right.
Them laugh ain't a get. The halacha is like a Rabbi Yochanan, that he has to be tishina. You can't compare it to shina. Shina sleep automatically. He'll wake up. Mm-hmm. I mean, by himself. He won't sleep. But here, you have to apply. You have to apply the refuah. Without application, he's not going to become sane. So therefore, in a ganze Sofi, it's a post.
So, what happens if he gets better?
And you give
the get over. He comes back and he gives the get over. But during the time, half the time he was non-conscious mental, so whatever you call it. So therefore, the get will be possible.
Yeah, Avol said, Avol, Achash and Israpis, Kreisim and Nation, Afil and Micha Bachol Yishaloy Litna. But that's it. While he is insane, the Sefer is not allowed to write, to continue writing the Gemara.
And if he does, then the Gemara is possible.
And if he does, the Gemara is possible. A child, what is the difference between possible and both?
Yeah,
we have to discuss it. And as we have a famous sleeve again. You ever hear that?
We'll discuss it next time.
So, shall we proceed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mi shehu itim cholim itim shoytim. You know, sometimes he goes off and I get there many times he is saying, talk saintly. So the halacha is, kishu cholim areyu ki pekech v'chol dovar. And v'im giri v'yose shoh, is Gita get? But he'll call him by Alma, Shaini Shofa Legamre. In other words, when he comes out of his. Did you ever see a person who has epilepsy? Did you ever see a person? After he gets out of the epilepsy, he's still a little confused. It's not too clear. His mind is not too clear. But that's it. As long as it is a filicholim bialma, even if it's not shuffle gamre, nevertheless, it's all right. It's all right. So here, we have trouble with the Bishmul. Bishmul is a cotton dollar here, maintains, itam cholim hani kishu yadua hazman kishu cholim. Oh, Zini Kipikeach, Afal Gavisha, Shehitam Chalvet Mishetah, and Megashah, and Zinvashah, Matam Shinsni. Anyway, alright. So, but this Beishmur who claims it only when there is a Kishu Yadua. What's the Pshat Kishu Yadua? So that they ask of some Sefer, the whole Tshuva, some Sefer. If he's there, of course, you know whether he'll call him or shy. I mean, he is there if he participates. The shy is only if he made a shaliach. The shaliach is in another community. And the din is if the shaliach is going to give her the Yes, at the time when he is not calling, when he is shaking, it's not valid. It's Kiyana Baal, but the base is sure, and the Messiah that takes place, he has to be in a state of sanity. He may be asleep, if you remember, we mentioned that in the Gemara. Yoshin is all right, but if it's because of sickness, Misha Chodesh Kodadaikis, because of mental sickness, in that case, it's not valid. Mm-hmm. It's not valid. So how can the Sharia give it to him? Maybe he is again in a trance or something. But if the husband has certain times, you know, when he experiences these epileptic seizures.
But if we have a person that we can't determine,
Today it wouldn't be such a big problem, you know, by telephone you can always find out if he is in a position.
Well,
those days they didn't have the telephone.
Completely drunk.
Completely drunk is the same thing, because we said Shikrusa Shaloid. Remember we had that?
I know, but so the question is, are he looking how she set the time? He's looking past.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, very good of examples. If he's smoking pot and he is in that delirious state, you can't give the get. You cannot give the get. But today it's a problem. This is a Chassam Sofer. Now, I want you to know there's a famous case. A cleaver get, have you ever heard of it? Which goes, here for example, he brings in another case, and then he makes reference to the cleaver case. The Marine Brief has a case of a man who fell off the roof. So as a result, he took sick for a year's time. He wasn't clear, a year's time. But after the year, he did get up, and he worked again at his job. And then all of a sudden, he stopped working, can't work. Which is a mishigas, you know, he can't work, he didn't work. And then, but he wasn't really against the mishugi, but he was, you know, this in itself is a demonstration of mishigas, of insanity, that he can't work. And at times, he became dumb, silent. He wouldn't talk. He wouldn't utter a word. Nothing at all. It came to a point where he would not eat even. He wouldn't ask for food. They had to give it to him, and they gave it to him, he ate. And if you didn't give it to him, day after day, he wouldn't eat. So these were, the shugas. Finally, they prevailed upon him that he should give a get to his wife. And he went through all the shaylos and questions, you know, they're shaylos. He answered it, but as soon as this was over, he again went back into his silence. He didn't talk at all.
After the get was given over, before the get was given over?
Before, and then after the get. But during the get, he spoke, he answered the truth. The children
okay.
At the Messiah Sagetti again began.
After the Messiah.
After the Messiah?
Both before and after.
Oh, but that's
but during that time, he was normal.
Was he shy with it?
That's what the Marim Ibris said. It's not a shy. I mean, he claims it's obvious, man. As long as doing that's the shati body, that's what he call him, he can shati, he can shati call him. And then he comes in, they were a cleaver get. That this Meshuva makes reference to the cleaver get. The cleaver get was exactly a similar case.
Cleave
is the name of a place, I think it's a French, C-L-E-V-E-S. Cleave, but the S is not sounded in French. It's what I call them, the cleaver get.
The English.
Who brings about the authority back against the
entire? Who does?
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Who brings down the stone?
The story, I can tell you where you can find the stone.
Just then. The Jewish
past, yeah, maybe the Jewish past has it, I don't know.
Primary story.
you'll be surprised who has that yet. It's very interesting.
The correct version of the story. It's very corrupted.
Yeah, but the story, the way it's told, I mean, all I have to do is remind myself the name of the Reform rabbi who headed, who was the Talmud Chacham by the Reform. He wrote two volumes on responsa literature. He has the historical yet. When I read that book, I have that book in English, I was impressed. Is that a former rabbi? He knows too much. How can a former rabbi know so much? I thought, all right, it was. Then it turns out there was a Rav Leiter in Pittsburgh. He lived in Pittsburgh, this rabbi. Yeah. Rav Leiter was a tremendous place. And he befriended him. And he asked him. Rav Leiter told him everything that today's London is. He explained it to him. And he had the power to put it into English. And it reads very well. Those two books, two volumes he had on the response to literature. Very well. Why was I so? Because then he put out a special Shreisi children for his rabbi, for the reformer rabbi. So you wonder how is that? If you sat on a monitor, I saw a view of his own Jewish. And often I didn't see the book itself, but it's only apparently only for the Reform rabbis, not for others. But it was reviewed by an Orthodox rabbi. And he points out the Amaratis. So if I got his name, Hoff at the end is Hoff. A famous man, I mean. Anyway, so if you're interested to know the story, he has the story in detail. There were two stories came out as a result of that machlokes. One against Rav Lifshitz was the one who performed the get. And the Frankfurt minor rabbinate claimed that the get was not valid. So they put out one sefer, and he put out another sefer. One was called Ur Yoshen, the other one Ur Yisrael. Well, you do know about it.
No.
Yeah? That's right, Mr. Schuller. Right, big question. Mr. Schuller's forgotten Aleph, I think. A base. A long forgotten, a long forgotten.
Which kuka was this? When did it transpire? Around.
Because Abiyanka Venton was involved, and I think even the Goy and the Grow, but he was very young at the time, 35 years old. And so they contacted all the Gedolei Yisrael of that time. They were all became involved, became a cross celebra. And what was the story exactly? The story exactly was, after they were married already, after the following morning he disappeared. He disappeared, Hoffman disappeared, and the several brothers were gone. Until they found him up in the woods. It's so queer. And then after they brought him home, Shabbos morning, he disappeared. The money was missing. And you know, on Shabbos morning, and they finally found him up in a village far away. So it was Ichil Shabbos and Igneve. On that basis, they wanted to cancel the validity of the get. Finally, they prevailed upon him to give the get, and a man of Israel Lipsharov, not the Pharisee Israel, another Israel Lipsharov. Officiated at the get. And the fact that those who were opposed to it, they wanted to capitalize it. You know, personal, always politics. So they referred to the Frankfurt Main Rabbinate. The Frankfurter mind, they looked upon themselves as superior upon all, like the Rav Akoyle over there, over there. But this Rav and Cleve, well, the parents, Gorbachev, he didn't think he has to be subservient to that rabbi. And that's why the two swords came out. As a result of the, all the rabbanim in those days in Europe were marshaled up pro a Khan.
What was the main point?
Well, the Nakuda was that he was not cholim.
Oh,
yeah.
They might have
held
the ones that gave
the
get, he was eating
cholim
and eating
not nikkah. But the Chassid, I'm not Chassid, this is what the Mechaber said. And this is what the Gemara says. Bishashi cholim, he was cholim, he answered all the questions just
now. Why do you want to pass from it?
And the Marim Abiz referred to that case too, apparently.
So why can you say, if you're going to say that at the time that the get wasn't good, so take it one step further. You could say, if according to those who say the get's no good, they should have said the conditions are good either, because if it's not right in the head.
What's the timing? Probably that was one of the signers that said, that will have later aloch. Now this is what
if it's given at the same time, the guy's given a week later, and they said that
I'm agreeing with you. I said I even assumed that when the case was.
But the cancel the get, the cancel the condition, there's nothing to talk about.
No, the interest was to cancel the get, and she becomes a certification teacher. It was politics, that's all.
What was the interest of the start of
the apostle?
The
apostle, they weren't even there at the time.
How could they determine whether
those who were apparently in the Mechutonim started up with that. The Mechutonim who was interested to pass the gate, one of the Mechutonim was rich, I don't know how it was, and naturally he wanted to capitalize on it. You want to get money or something. It started with money, that's it. And then it became, and they wanted to use the martial halach in their behalf. And so it became a culture. As I said before, if you're interested in details, he gives you the details. Perhaps not too many, but quite enough to find out. Do you know the chief rabbi, the head of the reform? Klinghoff or something, not Klinghoff. I remember the last syllable.
He's the famous one.
Friedhoff. Yeah, he wrote on what do I call it? Responsible literature.
Right.
So you're in that responsible literature, you'll find the case. The first volume, I believe. Okay. All right. So let's continue with the next one.
There's some people who are sick in such a way that they lose consciousness, they're not clear, whatever, for certain periods, but then we know when they come back and they're 100%, you know, 100%.
That's insane. Yep. We know then.
Is it possible to say that in this case, whatever, they found that because of how many things that he did and what the frequency was when he went insane, that the whole time he was insane. That even when when he seemed to be clear, he was still...
Now that's what Rabbi Shmuel points out. If he has a certain frequency, you know, that when the shaliach hands over to get to the woman, and I don't know whether the Baal is in his clear mind or not, so if there is a set frequency, you can judge on that. You can rely on that.
I'm saying those
who wanted to pass him get, namely at the time he gave the get, he wasn't clear.
Is it a sign of it? Can you make a sign of it? Even though right now he's answering the questions and but because an hour ago he was crazy and now...
This is about both the Rav Lipschitz and the Marim Abiz said, what do you mean? He saw, he answered questions, answers regular like a regular... I had once a case, a fellow from Creedmoor, did I say that last week?
No.
Creedmoor is a mental institution. He came by himself, by subway, and he absolutely normalized. I'll tell you, outside your walk will find many more cream sugar than he was not any sugar at all. I just wondered, how did he get the cream? So he told us, sometimes it's not insanity, but it's more schwer. That's where they make a distinction also. He feels very depressed. He has periods of depression. But depression is not mishigar. A person has
manic depressive is
manic. Manic is in another zone. Manic is already
in
mishigar. I mean, sometimes when the depression takes that form, then it's already serious. But some depression, Moritz Chere, does not mean that he is insane and that his gift is not valid.
What if somebody has to claim that if he gives a gift, it wouldn't be a valid gift because he's mentally ill?
He claimed that he talks to them. So you see that he's not there.
Can the Rebbe give some kind of a guideline here? You see, the person is sleeping.
Yeah, it's all right.
You can continue right.
Yeah.
But what kind of a Mishagas is Mishagas? We have a...
Mishagas, we have of some you'd be your don is a machlek to Yochanan Rishloki. But you compare it to... in other words, when you give him a certain pill or something, he gets back to his normalcy.
Right.
So in that case, there's a machlok between Yochanan and Rishloki whether you compare it to Yochanan or not. And it's a real machne. Yochanan says, no, it's no good. The Shloki is compared it to Yochanan, a real machne. Yeah. And then... And then, if Sami is not the Yodan, we have to wait until he himself normally comes back to his normalcy. And in that case, while he is Shoite, we can't do a thing. Not only we can't do a thing, there are some Shittis. The get cannot be written. I suppose he told the Sefer to write. He ordered the Sefer to write, the witnesses to sign. And then, while the get is in the middle of the writing, he had a seizure. He had an epileptic seizure. The Sefer is not allowed to write anymore. While he is in that state, the Sefer is not allowed to write. There is even a shitty quote, not only is he not allowed to write, but that get is already no good. He has to start all over again. All right, the Shasr Chag we don't. But if you write with Shas mindset, it's no good.
What if somebody's writing a letter or a word when the person goes...
Stop right in the middle and wait until he comes back to his normal.
And if he continues writing the same
letter again when the person comes back to his
senses? Can he continue from exactly the point he left off, even to the middle of the letter he wants to know?
No, that's not that. About going over the letter. No, it's if he stops right away, as I said, there is such a sheet that's no good, whatever he wrote is no good, and he will have to start writing again from the beginning. There is, they call that sheet.
So how do we do this? In other words, the Rav is saying when you have a case where somebody came from Creedmoor and he says he has Marish Chor, he's depressive, but we say manic depressive would be a problem, but he's the one who has depression.
So it's absolutely normal. Absolutely, I'm telling you, we find in the street many more Mishugoyim.
Do we have to check with a psychiatrist, or do we just...
Check with a psychiatrist. That's why they allowed him to come by himself. If he were really a serious case, I wouldn't do it.
Is the Rebbe willing to say that if the guy can answer all the questions, whatever, that he's okay?
That's what Maran the Bist to maintain. That's what his Gemara says. Right, that's exactly, they didn't have psychiatrists in those days. I mean, if he knows how to answer questions,
Is it wrong? You have to say this, that explains what's together, the shaitas, it's good, and
then there's a ganze shaita, there's another shaita too. You remember the beginning of Chagiga, the Gemara asked, shaita kot mispoch, is pota minaria. So the Gemara asked her, what is a shirt? There's a whole discussion of a shirt. So it says, over the money, head of the... It goes into a base of clothes.
Like
a
barber cap.
Base
of clothes, like a barber cap. When they find a wood out.
So there's a sheet, one sheet that only those that are enumerated in the Gemara are in the Geder Shoyter. Otherwise, it's not the Geder Shoyter. It's such a cheating. We can be mitzaref, but the Amman says, I remember Amman says, the whole Kayesim. It's only examples. So they do question of some Yoshan came to one station, they say, well, you know, in Yonah Abdullah, the minimum Shoham or is, the Chain Hamu Holim Vanach Posem Bedaitom. You know, you can't pin him down, stay and talk to them. You know, he's always in a rush. As a result, you know, whatever he does, you don't know whether it's genuine or not. So, Mishtagim Yisarayil V'chal HaShoyt. This is the Shittus HaRambam, that the what the Gemara enumerates is just examples. The Chayin Kayotabem, that's what I'm saying. The Dovazel, if he must hear it, let die. She yesher have an adaz big stuff. You can't write it down, they're clear. So what did you want
to... I was saying that you can't,
but
we have to, each person has to evaluate...
Evaluate it, each other at all. That's exactly what the Prolifshitz also said. I was the one who gave the guest. I was the one who was sad there. And he was, I was the one. And there was also the Seifman, the Eidim, where the other Eidim were there. They all, they never thought anything to me. As a matter of fact, we were amazed when the Creedmoor guy, I had my fear he'll come. I don't know whether he's calling me now. With absolutely
you didn't check
no
him out. Check him out with all
I checked him out with it.
With the three,
with
two
it.
Yes and one no?
No, but no, here now, that's only by Mishtati.
Yeah.
Mishtati will have the Hain Elam. But he was spoke to, you know, in any subject that you talk, he talked normally. Normally, absolutely normal.
Let me just try to get these cases down, because we're going to go through, I'm a little confused here.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss Shtimirah. Shtimirah is a case where he might be mature from the guy.
He might.
Okay,
if he, let's say, he becomes silent, he can't talk. So you don't know.
That's Mishtatah. But Shtimirah itself, is what get in other words, I want to know the set of halachos.
Yeah.
Some halachos apply to the person who's a shaita.
Yeah.
Then we can't write the get with the staff.
Then there's a
level of nishkatek we don't know and we try to revire, etc. Then there's a level where it's just like sleeping. Which fall into which category?
That's it. The shimrab we are endowed.
The
shimrab becomes silent in the middle. If he becomes silent in the middle.
Only if he becomes silent.
Only when he becomes silent. When he's not silent, you talk to him, you see if he's normal or not. You say, yeah, that's the bazaar, bring it. And why does the Shemira give a gift? If out of consideration, that is why shouldn't there remain an agune if his brother will refuse to give a chalitza. Otherwise, it's better almana than agrusha.
We have to speak to him the whole time that it's being written?
Oh, so that he, Balatos, is maintained, you have to talk to him. Especially, even if you make a shaliach, but before the shaliach hands over the gift to her, we have to make sure that he is safe. If you didn't, do you rely on the chazoka that he was clear until now, that he didn't, but that, the whole question is only if Ashkidmara becomes silent, you don't know. There's a story here, Ashkidmara, ordered to have the get at the point of a shaliach, and everything was done. He was talking in the middle. When it came to the mesiras haget, they gave me, he wanted a drink. I felt very bad, and they gave him something. No sooner did he swallow when he got a seizure and started to. So he motioned, which means you go ahead, complete it. You know, emotion. And so they went ahead and they did it. Then the shaila, and he died. Then right after he died. So there was the shaila when the mesiras haget took place. What was it? Was he still in his mind or not? They claimed that he was still in his mind because the emotion. Go ahead. Rush.
Before I die.
Yeah. So.
A goisis is a loche.
See, that has to be already a doctor, of course, would tell you immediately, but those who are in a hospital and they watch a lot of people when they die, they know when a person goes into this
when he
is gracious, he can still a gracious kechai lechol devoro.
Yeah.
And if he's still in his right mind, you can either get. It's like nishtatik, you know, like nishtatik, we'll have it soon. If he is in the right mind, the get is a get. Everything is right, but if he loses his mind doesn't function, that's no good. He can't give a get.
No, in other words, the Russian he uses here, Nitrifadaita.
Nitrifadaita.
Daita Mishavita is a lesser Russian.
Daita Mishavita, the contrary, his mind is all right.
Yeah.
And Nitrifa means it's all mixed up. It's Mishuga.
Yeah, but in other words, well, under three, let's say somebody is under sedation.
Under sedation.
Or a coma.
Now, coma, no good. Coma is no good. That's what we said. If we have no way, because he's in a coma, you certainly cannot give a gift. That's what we said before.
Okay.
If a person goes into such a state.
Sedation.
But sedation, well, if he talks and it makes sense, give the gift. That's it. Perfectly right. Eat him calling.
Yeah.
That's all.
But what about if he's sleeping with you?
Sleeping, if it's only sleeping, it's all right.
Yeah, but he's under heavy sedation.
Yeah, but suppose the sedation sometimes they give him only to fall asleep. To fall asleep.
Yeah.
Is it because of the pain? But sleeping, we said, is not miyaki. A get could be given, the shaliach could give the get the woman,
normally,
even if he is asleep.
This is the point we were raising, we were discussing.
Yeah.
The sleeping is not a problem because he could wake up.
Yeah.
He could push
yeah.
him
yeah.
wake up.
Yeah.
When he's under sedation, he can't wake up. The
sedation.
It's a very heavy sleep that is controlled by medication.
Good, but the medication evaporates by itself. There comes a time when. When the sedation is evaporated, and then it comes back to his normal self again. That's all right. Ayoshin is all right. The ick is his mind should be clear. That's the ick.
And if he goes mamish meshuga, wherever we say mamish meshuga, shaita, and then the whole, then the original sativa is
no. That's what a chozer kodadaike, that's what the Mishnah says. As a chozer kodadishas the tivu, he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bishas Ksivas Aged, he goes off. Mm-hmm. The Meshigas takes over. So you have to stop. It says another
again, you don't need to see
it. So even the mission says, even during the time when he Meshugit, he cancels what he said before, you ignore it.
The original TV applies.
The original TV applies. So
even the case of Shaita. Even if he comes in Shaita Vinishtata.
Yeah, Bishas Stud, Bishas Achus of Kodadaki. Whatever that is.
Kodadaki is less of the sign of the Yoda. Stud is not the sign of the Yoda.
Well, then how can it be? How can it?
How do you get well again? How do you get well again? Basically, that's like Hyphus for 7 years, you get well again. I don't know.
That's what the mission calls Achus of Kodadaki. How does a man all of a sudden become shaken and then he switches back? Because they say Ashed, that's a Kodadaki, so I should say Ashed. Whatever they call it, we have perhaps other terms in there. But this is it. During the time he is shaking, you can do it. We'll have it right now. We'll have it continue to have it. All right, let's go on.
An epilepsy sits in where?
An epilepsy, that's exactly it. It's
Which
also.
One?
That's also a chozer kodadaike. The shas is in an epileptic state. You cannot do anything. And the shas is not allowed to write it. But if before the epileptic seizure, he gave the tivui, and the shas even started to write, but as soon as he gets the seizure, the shas has to stop. After he regains his, even not completely, says the Machaber. Machaber says, Afil cholim ba'alma she'en is shofu legamre. Nevertheless, as long as the sea is coming back to itself, then he can continue with the writing and complete it.
And you don't need a second seizure.
You don't need a second seizure. Even if he cancels this evil and doing his
He didn't have the dance, because his counseling was not considered counseling, because he didn't have that.
Because he didn't have that.
But as soon as he gets, the Magorish is going to come at the time of the
Mysterious
to get
there.
It's no good.
And
what if he goes out of the coma
afterwards?
It'll
have to be a new
Mysterious
again.
They have to
try
to get all over
it? No, not necessarily. You have to just the Mysterious again.
Which means the woman would
get back to the Mysterious. You would hand it over again to her. Exactly.
We say no.
Yeah.
Was the
mighty effort
to get rid of
the
one who
lived there?
What was the
plan? Is Arash, he wanted just, the civil divorce he wanted should be effective. But he didn't want to give out that to him.
What
I said,
for?
Like,
what
did
he show him for?
Because the court forced him. I asked him, you give it out of your own free will.
What
he said, no, it's not free will.